Blog Talk Radio.
Know your city, what you used to. Know I ain't exactly what you used to. Know you probably worried what I'm used to. I don't blame you, what you're supposed to. Last time before I was on that. Now you got me thinking about your own that. Me and you seem like it'd be alright. Long as we can keep me on that. Cup full, yeah, I'm on. Hold up, she ready. Leave it too long. Tell me where I'm headed. Treat me a little old. You know I'm faded. Heart shape, and I love that. Come here, I'm down with it.
I can't keep my eyes off your face. Let us don't talk about your body.
What you used to. Know I ain't exactly what you used to. Know you probably worried what I'm used to. I don't blame you, what you're supposed to. Last time before I was on that. Now you got me thinking about your own that. Me and you seem like it'd be alright. Long as we can keep me on that.
Cup full, yeah, I'm on. Hold up, she ready.
Different type of position. I'ma have you sucking on my fingers while I hit it. Run up back, you like it like that. I know 50 different ways to make you climax. You got the flavored oil, girl, you nasty. Rubbing lotion on you, you ain't even ashy. Yeah, tryna get you to the room and take you down.
Down.
Girl, give it to a thug. Give it to a real one. Oh, oh.
Crazy,
huh?
Nostalgic. This feels so weird right now.
It does feel weird. The other night we had a conversation on the phone, me, you, and Ari, and we stayed on the phone like almost 3 hours. Could have been a show. Could have been like 3 shows. I mean, our conversations are crazy. It just feels weird to be back on air, though, right?
Yeah, it does. But it feels good, though. It feels good. But, you know, one thing about us is we're all super busy. Like, and I know you got some super huge, like, big stuff right now. And you're so quiet about it, which it makes me feel a certain way because I don't know too much. But I know that you're doing some big stuff, though, which is easy, though.
We all doing big things. And shout out to all my calls. Everybody's doing big things. That's why we couldn't do the show, because everybody's fucking doing something right now. Like, shout out to me, all the ventures I'm doing right now, my hairline, Vamp Hair. Shout out to VampHair.com. Make sure you guys go check it out. Black Friday coming up. Go get your hair hooked up. Hit me up. I got discount codes for you guys. There's going to be a lot of discounts on the site. It will be all up by, it's up now, but it'll discount codes and everything will go up Monday. So make sure you guys go check it out. Also, the reality show for the porn stars. Oh, my God, we're going to talk about that tonight. We got that
going on.
I got so much stuff going on. Dollhouse. Jay White, talk about what you're doing. You got a lot of stuff going. You've been working with Cardi B, giving dope music. Oh, my God.
Oh, yo, hey, I got beans, greens, chicken, tomatoes, beef. Have you heard that? Beans, green chicken, to tomatoes, the you name it challenge. Have you heard that song yet?
I have heard that song, yes. Oh, and we need it here. We need it here at the Dollhouse.
Oh, my God. Yo, that song is hilarious. When I first heard it, I got hungry. I was just like, Shirley Caesar. You know, so, oh, my God, like, I just want some chicken. I want some turkey. I want some beans. I want some greens. I want some macaroni.
I want some mashed. I want some mac and cheese. I want some collard greens. You know what? That's what I just ate. I ate, like, all that we just named. That's so crazy because I'm already eating stuff like that. But welcome to the Dollhouse, you guys. We're super happy to have you guys here tonight.
Yes.
It's a lot of people who don't want us on air because they're upset that we're back because we go in on everybody. Now I'm just going to put this out there before we start. Acting a mess. I'm going to put this out here. After we get off air, I don't want nobody in my DM. Please do not email me. Don't text me if you are butt hurt, if your feelings hurt, if you're sensitive. Don't text me. Don't DM me.
Don't say nothing.
Please. It's all fun. It's entertainment. Or, you know what? If we're talking about your ass, guess what? It's free promotion with your sensitive ass. So,
Exactly. Right. And listen, if you got something to say for real, what's going to happen is this. I'm going to call my little sis Cardi, right? And what she's going to do is really, y'all know she blasts all the way. And you're going to get blasted out.
Yeah, we'll
get
Cardi B on y'all ass. We're going to have to get Cardi on the show, too. We're going to try to get Cardi on the show, Jay. You got to get her call in.
Oh, that's easy. That's done. Yeah, that's done. That's done. That's easy.
So put this on y'all calendar. Not this week. Get your grub on after this week for Thanksgiving because we're not going to be on Saturday. But we'll be back next Saturday after Thanksgiving. We will officially be back. Me, Ari, Jay, we're going to be here. Dollhouse is back. Okay, we're going to jump into it. There's a lot of stuff going on. I want to kind of first start it off with Jay with Instagram. Do you, or Facebook, do you see, like, all these girls, like, I mean, okay, and I'm not going to be funny because I sell hair. Okay, now.
You
notice these girls with all this damn baby hair. If you brush all that damn baby hair on your forehead, I am tired of seeing all this damn baby hair.
Listen, I see the baby hair. I see the new growth. I see some of the worst hair. And
Oh my God.
You need to save a lot of these females from their hair. And the number one thing is the eyebrows, too. If you can fix the eyebrows, if you have some damn
eyebrows. Don't get me started on these eyebrows.
Fix that, too.
Please.
Look, you got these chicks oh, my God.
Yes.
You got baby hair, and you got the
eyebrows. Your eyebrows are meeting with your baby hair. Let me tell you, first of all, like, I'm a chick that loves the drama, okay? I love my baby hair. Don't get me wrong, because she got real baby hair. You don't have to. I don't sit in the mirror and try to create my baby hair. My baby hair just come out, okay? But let me tell you something. No disrespect to the ladies out there who don't really got baby hair like that. I'm not hating on you, because if you're creating baby hair, that's fine. But what I want to say is just make it look real. Don't make it look all like you sit in the mirror and take like 20 minutes to do baby hair. Like, who does that? Who does baby hair for 20 minutes?
You know
like,
what?
Really?
People do that when they don't have baby hair. They do that when they don't have baby hair. This is what they do. This is what they draw it in. They get pieces of their weave and with the toothbrush and you know you get that black gel. You know what's our black girls use?
Black gel all on your face.
Yeah. You get
that
gel on.
I don't know about that.
Yo. Well, see, you're blessed though. See, you're blessed. Look, you're blessed with good hair. Then you're blessed. You can eat all you want to and not gain no weight. You know, all that, you know, Indy, you're blessed, but a lot of these women, you need to train them up. You need to train them up, seriously.
Yes, I want to, but see, I'm not hating. They think I'm hating, Jay. I'm not hating.
No, it's truthful.
I just see it,
no.
And I just want to call it like it is, and I want to help.
Yes.
So to all my ladies
who's
out there
our president?
That are doing too much baby hair, please, ladies, chain the baby hair down. It's okay to have a little few pieces out. Just
tell
keep it under control with your eyebrow. If your eyebrows are real thick, they look like forks on your damn face, you got too much eyebrow. Come on. I saw one girl, she was like, well, your eyebrows are real thin. Honey, my eyebrows look how they're supposed to look, first of all.
They're real.
They're called real. Bitch, I don't have to do too much to my eyebrows to make it do anything. I just get up and put a little something on, and I go. Because I'm sorry. I don't have to do all that, which you got to do. You're spending like 30 minutes on eyebrows.
I missed this. This is what I miss this right here. I miss the company in data. Go, this is like so.
Thank you.
Listen,
so many people hate it, though.
What?
So many people hate it.
No, they're going to learn to love it because guess who our president is? Donald Trump. And guess what?
Yes,
he is an internet troll.
Drama queen. Yes.
Exactly. So now we're going to say what we want to say now because. Trump's the president.
Right.
And we don't give a
if
damn
can
what
say
we
it,
say.
I can say it. Okay.
Exactly.
I also, Jay, want to say something to, like, the ladies out there who are getting their bodies together. Shout out to the ladies who get their bodies together. It is 2016.
Amen.
A lot of you fat-ass chicks out there, y'all been fat forever. And finally, y'all getting y'all fat asses in shape. I am so happy.
Herbalife. Herbalife.
Work it out. I'm happy.
And waist trainers.
Thank God for waist trainers. It's really good to see so many people on the serious
note.
So many people aware of their health because it's so important,
true.
You guys, to be healthy. So I'm really on a serious note. I want to shout out to everybody out there getting in shape, putting the donuts down. You're, you know, sitting on the couch all day. You guys are getting your ass in the gym. Thank you. Thank you.
Could you make it any more like nicer sounding? You putting the donuts down. You know, you putting the bowl of chitlins down. You get up off your fat, floppy ass. I'm so proud of you with your no eyebrows and your messed up hair. I'm so proud of you getting yourself together. Wow.
Yes.
That is an underhand compliment.
Yes,
that's
lady.
What I miss about Dollhouse. That's what I miss about
You know
about
what,
Dollhouse.
But Jake, it's no excuse no more not to be look good. You got hair.
That's
you got
true.
You can
that's
go.
True.
You got waist trainers. You. It's no reason for a female to look terrible. Every lady out there, I feel like you should, and not to be, like, for all the ladies out there who say, I like being natural. Like, nobody wants to be natural. Be quiet. You know, everybody out there wearing afro stuff, that's cute for a minute, but guess what? After a while, I want to wear some, you got to do something with that. I want to do
right.
something with my hair. I'm sorry.
I can't stand
it. And I don't disrespect the natural women. Because, you know, you don't want to offend them because they get real mad when you start talking
skip
about
that. Donald Trump, our president. Skip
out
that.
That
what we got to lose? Nah. India, what we got to lose? Nah, the theme of the night is what we got to lose. Trump is our president. No, say what you're going to say. No, skip all that.
Okay,
nah,
I'm
going to
say what I'm
going to
say. Okay, if Trump can say it, I can say it too. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
If it's okay to be natural, if your hair looks real good being natural. I mean, if some people out there that natural shouldn't be natural. I seen one girl, she had like a natural. Her natural looked nice. Like she had it really cut. It was clean. It was perfect. That's fine. I'm with that, okay? I won't wear it, but I think it's cute on certain girls. Then I seen one chick, her trifling ass, talking about I'm natural. That nappy ass natural you had on your girl, bye. Ain't nobody messing with you tonight. Ain't nobody messing with her. I'm going to say something. I'm tired of these. Anyway.
No.
You know, I'm with you. Natural is whack. No, natural is whack.
Okay.
Well, I don't like it. Look here, I blame Alicia Keys. Look, everybody can't look like her. She, first of all, she's light skinned.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
What's that supposed to say?
I forgot you. I forgot you ain't. Well, look, okay, I'm saying, you know, light skinned women get more of a pass,
mm-hmm.
but Alicia Keys can, you know, she can pull that.
And I think I look really good without makeup, so I know what they're
talking
about.
You're right. There, you know what?
Yeah,
there's a few dark skinned women that do look good with, you know, without makeup.
A few dark. Okay, you racist ass.
No, listen.
He's black as hell over there and talking about light skinned girls. You know
do
what?
You know?
Like, he's black as hell. Ain't talking about other
people. I'm not even that black.
Okay.
First of all, I'm brown and my last name is White. So, first of all, when you mix brown and white, you get a little. You know what? Was that caramel or a little? Look here, I ain't that
okay,
dark
you,
now.
Whatever. Anyways.
I mean, who's darker than me?
Do you see that people? Do you see people, Jay, that like, you know, and no disrespect, I'm one of those people. Like, you know, my family is very, like, we have a lot of mixture in my family. We have Indian, we have Creole, and of course black. And, you know, if you look at my family, you can tell it's very, like, mixed. And that's fine. I'm sorry to everybody out there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, everybody, you black. I love being black. Don't get me wrong. Hello.
Yeah, me too.
I love being black. Hello, raise my hand. I'm the first person to say I'm black.
Great.
But I'm sorry,
I'm black to a certain
yes,
extent,
I do have
though.
A lot of mixture in my family. But everybody out there, it's a lot of people who, I see they don't want to be black. And I have an issue with that. Everybody can have an issue, okay? So I'm just going to put that out there. Everybody can't have Indian in their family. Stop saying you got Indian in your family, and you don't look like you got Indian in your family. So we just going to leave that alone.
Yo, no. Keep going off. No, just keep ranting. India, you keep ranting. Tonight is rant night. Just rant the whole way through. I'm with this.
No, I'm sorry. I'm done ranting. Girls with the baby hair. I'm done ranting on the girls who decide to work out and stop being fat. I'm done ranting on the girls who say they got Indian family but look like they got a grillo pad on their head. Okay.
Let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
I'm going to ask you a question. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know, you know, Dollhouse, we're keeping it real and everything. I'm trying to figure out who did you vote for?
I don't talk politics. Anyways, we're going to keep it moving.
So you're the NFL now. Okay. All right.
Anyway.
Okay.
Welcome to Dollhouse, you guys. I'm India Morrell. I'm here with my co-host, Jay White. Ari is out tonight. Be back in 2 weeks. We just got off the phone. We had a long conversation a few weeks ago, and, oh, my gosh, we're so happy we miss each other, so we're happy to be back.
Yeah.
So I want to talk about this. Did you see what happened with the Hamilton play the other night? One of the guys in the cast member, when the show was over, the vice president-elect Pence was in the building, and they asked him to stay. He was, like, leaving while they were still going or whatever they were ending, and they made an announcement. It was kind of shade. What do you feel about that, Jay? Did you see that? What do you feel about that?
No,
do you
I
think
didn't.
That was
no, you got to put me on game. You got to put me on game. I ain't heard nothing.
So the vice president-elect Pence basically went to see the play Hamilton, which is a great play. Make sure, I mean, it's sold out. So I don't understand what people are talking about boycotting something that's sold out. The tickets are already sold, you idiot. But Donald Trump today asked that a lot of people, you know, basically he made he threw shade back, and he was saying that it was disrespectful that they said what they said to the vice president. And he physically pointed him out, singled him out, and you know, basically threw shade at him. And I think that it's kind of like weird that somebody who made fun of what is it called? Like he made fun of somebody who was disabled, the president elect.
Yeah.
And how dare
he
try to comment on, you know, trying to take up for your friend, the you know, Pence? Who cares about him? Like, are you serious?
Exactly.
So what?
Exactly.
Freedom of speech. Just like you can troll on the internet, we can troll where we want to troll to. If we want to say something to the vice president, we can say that. It's our freedom of speech. And if that's what they wanted to say the other night, then hell, that's what they want to say. So guess what?
Yeah,
Donald
it's karma. It's called karma.
It is.
Hey,
he needs to shut up and sit down. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Hey, real quick,
India, you got the main man in the queue waiting to come in right now though. You got my man Martin on hanging by the thread right now. What's up?
Okay, Martin, hold on, we got you coming up. Oh, before we go to any guests and any other co-hosts, I want to bring in Heaven Hollywood, because we got Heaven Hollywood on the line. Now, I want to say this. We have something very special for you guys out there that's listening now. Probably not going to like this, but this is going to be big for us. So let me bring in Heaven Hollywood so we can make this
Heaven
announcement
Hollywood.
Tonight. This is going to be huge. Hey, Heaven, welcome to the show.
Yo, what up, Jay White,
hey.
India, let me give you an intro.
Wait, let me give you an intro,
right.
Hold on, I got it
okay.
The right way. Hold on, here we go, Kevin Hollywood, dog!
All day, nigga. Day, nigga. How long you niggas bob? All day, nigga. How much time you spent at the mall? All day, nigga. How many runners did you get on
top?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so we about to drop a bob on the porn industry. I want you to tell everybody out there, it's a lot of porn people probably listening, tell them what we got coming their way. Go ahead.
Let me tell you something. I'll tell y'all right now, I voted for Trump. If I would have voted, I would have voted for Trump.
Yo, what's going on? First of all, before I get into it, thank y'all for that introduction.
Oh,
first of all, India, don't nobody care about y'all dark butts. Everybody think about them dark butts. It's all about the white bitches. It's all about the white bitches and the light skin hoes. And the mixture. We used to try to talk about the mulatto bitches. I don't like care about your dark butts.
Whatever.
White bitches
anyway.
And bitches from Russia. I wanted a Russian bitch that don't talk no fucking English.
She ain't never lied though.
All she understands is dick. That's the only word she understands. I'm sitting over here, and my middle daughter, black as hell, talking about those dark butts. I hope she ain't listening.
Right, she looking at you like, Daddy, what are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
Bro.
I know. And then you know your ass voted for Trump. That's why you ain't saying nothing.
No, I'm not talking.
Yeah. It's over now. The motherfucker don't won. You might as well spill your guts.
Nah.
But
vote anyway.
Really matters, though. I'm just saying, like,
no.
Hillary won the popular vote, and she still didn't win. I'm just saying.
Yeah, you know, this is my thing, and I'll go into what we got going on, but this is my thing with these protesters. Y'all too late. Hey, get your ass out of there before you get your black ass arrested. Talk about some damn protesting, and all of a sudden, it's too late. You should have protested when that motherfucker got nominated. That's the time to protest. Yeah, when he found out he was the nominee, right then is your time to protest. How you coming home? Your house already done been robbed, and now you walk in with a gun talking about if he come back. He ain't coming back. He done robbed your house.
It's over.
Why would he come back? Yeah, but if he come back, I got something for him. And they not coming back. They got all your shit. People not talking about some. Oh, they protesting. That's not gonna work, man. That's not gonna work. All
Amen.
You black people out there, I got into mad fights with y'all talking about some. I'm not putting Hillary in because when Bill Clinton was in jail, was in there, he put more black men in jail than anybody. Ain't none of my family members went to jail behind Bill Clinton. All I remember is flourishing, having a good job. Quitting the good job and getting another good job a week later. My gas was, I was filling up my tank on $15. The taxes was down. The whole country was flourishing. That's all I care about. That's how I judge presidents. And Bill Clinton was the best president of my time, including Barack.
He was a good president.
So I figure if Hillary is Bill's wife, then he got something to do with what was been going on. Anybody that is close to Bill Clinton, I'm rocking with. If you're talking about a three strike rule, well, nigga, you fucked up the first two times. What would you do on the first two strikes? You wouldn't need three strikes if you made good on the first two.
Right.
Some three strike. I don't give a fuck about no three strike rule. Yes.
So I want to ask you. I want to talk about the blog. We got a new site coming for the people. I want to talk about that a little bit because it's something special. It's something different that we have not done, and it's involving the porn industry. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, absolutely. What we got coming right now, and we've been talking about, I don't know, we've been doing the Ali shuffle around this idea for 2 years. Because we was a little gun shy that the porn people was going to get mad. Well, you know what? Fuck y'all. At this point in time, y'all are lucky that anybody's talking about you because motherfucking IG models took all the fucking attention. Bitches on Instagram got more followers than porn stars, and porn stars is busting their ass filming 13, 14, 15 hours a day. Pussy just worn the fuck out, and they come over and they got 200 followers on social media. So what we trying to do is we got this thing. We got Hot Sugar. We revamped Hot Sugar, and it is going. And right now, it's the only blog on Instagram that is porn related. They have none. Everybody's scared. It's all porn gossip.
It's all porn gossip and anything
related. So that means all your black all your urban porn stars, you gonna catch it too. You don't want me to write? Don't do nothing. Don't do nothing
right.
to see. If you don't want me to report it, don't do nothing. And so we're going to put that out there. And also, at the same time, the reason why they should have no problem with it is because when a porn star does something good as well, they doing something in their community, we're going to blog that. Whoever got the nominations, they drop a new video, we're going to do that too.
Right.
The porn industry.
Strictly porn. So it'll be for good stuff, bad stuff, like whatever you basically putting out
right.
today. We're going to see it and we're going to make sure we report it.
The only other thing we got going with that is all you athletes and rappers that's out there creeping with porn stars and don't want nobody to know, but you fucking stalking them behind closed doors. I know who y'all are. I get the stories. I get the DMs. Y'all are stalking these porn stars, and you try to play it off because you don't want nobody to know because you don't want nobody to look at you funny. But behind closed doors, I'm telling you, these rappers is stalking these porn stars.
Oh, my God.
They just don't want nobody to know. We going to put y'all on blast, too.
But Merge Heaven, isn't that kind of, like, embarrassing? Like, wouldn't that be an insult to a porn star? Like, because I'm an ex-porn star, and if I thought somebody was embarrassed to claim me, that's kind of like an insult. Like, fuck you. Who the fuck you think you are, nigga? Like,
let me tell you. I'll tell you something. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to be honest with you, India. You probably saying that now because you're an ex-porn star, and now you've made your way doing something else. I'll tell you, the porn stars, I think a reason why a lot of these rappers and athletes fuck with porn stars and be carrying on full-blown relationships is because they really don't give a fuck like that. They don't – porn stars, they ain't really going to be like, oh, yeah, you know, trying to put you on blast and take pictures of you. Because they really not shocking porn. You see how this porn chick, you would think. Now, you talking about Drake, right?
Right.
You talking about Drake, who is the biggest music star right now in the world.
Yeah.
And he came at that porn chick. Remember, we talked about this over a year ago. He came at that porn chick, Mia Khalifa. This bitch dissed Drake, and no other people are dissing Drake. No, like Rihanna, nobody. They all would just pay for Drake to holler.
Right.
He tried to holler the porn star. This bitch put him on blast. It was like, I ain't fucking with Drake. I don't like Drake. No, she's the only person who ever really said, "Oh, I don't like no Drake." So
but
that's what lets
you
a porn star. Porn stars is raw, though, man. That's what,
you
I
know
fuck
why?
With porn stars.
Because let me
literally,
and that's something that shut up. Look, you tell it. But you know what, Heaven? That's something that happens. Because I have my list of people that I have turned down and didn't give it up
right.
to. And they, because, see, what
you,
it is, they
you,
think
you ain't
but
fucking
feel,
no
I
way.
Feel,
that's
I
not
feel,
a big
feel,
deal. You don't
feel,
be fucking no
feel,
more.
No, but look, I feel like I'm just as big of a star as you. So I feel like, why in the fuck, who are you? I'm not no damn groupie. Nigga, I make money, too. You can run
right.
Saying? What are you? So what, I'm supposed to drop my panties because you such and such?
If Drake holler at you in there, you're not fucking? You not giving up no ass?
If the sixth guy tried to holler? No. Look, I like Drake, but I don't like Drake like that. Drake wouldn't make my stuff wet. He wouldn't get me moist. So if you're going to talk to me, you got to talk to me about somebody like, let me see, who can I name?
Oh, don't say Meek Mill. You say Meek Mill, I'm hanging up.
No, Meek Mills is too, not Meek Mills. I don't want no problems with Nicki.
Yo, what you talking about, man? We doing it big over here in Philly, man.
Do you know who I would do just because he's cute? He can't sing to save his life, but he's cute. I think he's cute.
Who?
Bryson Tiller?
He can't sing to save his life, but you know.
Who, Bryson Tiller?
No, I love
Bryson
Tiller. Bryson is too quiet. I'll probably turn him out. Trey Songz.
Girls like Trey, though.
And me and Trey, I would probably like, Trey, you don't want this. Like, Trey, I'll have you laid up in MIA somewhere. Trey, well, that would be a good match. Because Trey looks like he would probably like Cali.
No, Trey's
you
cool. Like, the girls like Trey. You know, Trey
like
got
Trey.
That. You know,
Trey
got that curse
like
hanging
Blake
over his head with that woman that was cheating on him, and then her husband killed her, but we won't talk about that because of Trey Songz. Two or three people. Trey Songz got about two or three women killed. The football player, too. Remember the football player?
Yeah,
she was sneaking out to kill Trey Songz.
Right,
and the football player killed her ass, too.
Ain't nobody coming after me.
Trey done got two women killed.
Well, guess what? Ain't nobody coming after me. I'm single as hell, so we don't got that problem. So,
listen, we're gonna do this right now on Twitter. All the porn stars going at it because we're gonna be y'all saving grace. Don't nobody else care about y'all. So y'all need to follow Hot Sugar _ X News on Twitter, and on Instagram it's just Hot Sugar and the number 2. Hot Sugar 2,
right.
Because, you know, we had problems with regular Hot Sugar.
It's a few porn star girls out there, not the ones who are still in. Shout out to all my bitches out there. I love Missy Stone. Missy Stone is one of my favorites. That's my girl.
Yeah, that's
I love you.
Yeah, me
that's
and you
my
both.
Baby right there. But let me tell you something. It's some girls out there, like, you know, some of the girls who retire. I'm one of the girls who retire. But for some reason, I always stay relevant, okay? I'm sorry, bitches. Don't be mad because I'm always relevant. Even when I'm not.
You got to show them. You got to show the ones who quit porn and the ones who quit porn and not relevant no more. It's just like I try to show my bloggers that quit blog, you know, people who tried to play me in the middle years. And now, you know, I won't mention no names. Now she's dead out broke and stinking. She's on the internet claiming she's broke because she got out of blogging because she thought she was the shit and she thought those celebrities was her friend, and they turn around and they wouldn't piss on her if she was on fire. So now she ass out, sitting out there. I won't mention no names, Nicole Bitchy. He's sitting out there dead and stinking now because you gave up blogging and you thought you was the shit. So that's
now
the thing.
Now you want to come back.
Be good to the people you meet on the way up.
That's right.
You're going to meet the same people on the way down.
Be careful of the toes you step on. Pick your battles.
That's right.
Very important. And I say that. It's a lot of chicks that you be out there just mumbling, you be talking, and I see you. I even see you in my DMs. But I'm looking, and I'm changing my life, and I'm looking at stuff different. I just be like, okay, I just don't fuck with you like that. That's fine.
That's
I mean,
all.
We don't fuck with each other like that. That's fine. You go over there, Because, bitch, I'm going to stay over here being relevant. You can go over there and then be a half-bit porn star, still, like, hoping to have fans. Bitch, I don't give a fuck. I'm going to keep doing whether I have a fan or not. Okay? That's the difference between me and them. Okay? So, yeah. So, all you bitches out there,
you
still
keep
hanging
doing,
on to that,
keep doing
that
your thing
from 1998. Anyway, go ahead. What you say?
Yeah, so y'all keep doing your thing. It's good to have y'all back on the radio. Jay,
yes.
Good to keep on the radio. Everybody, man. So remember that, man. Y'all just on Instagram is Hot Sugar #2. On Twitter, it's Hot Sugar _X News. I'm going to hang up and listen to the rest of y'all's show, man. Yeah, I love you guys. I'm glad y'all back on the radio, man. Mouth.
Yay! Thank you,
man.
Evan. We'll be right
back.
Up,
man, I like you, man. You turn up, man.
Shout out to Heaven Hollywood. He's so crazy. I love him. Shout out to Heaven Hollywood. So we got a new blog, Hot Sugar. Make sure you guys check that out. We got the website, official site, coming 2017, capital year. I'm super excited about that. All porn gossip is going to be off the chain. Dollhouse is back. Dollhouse Radio. We got more shows coming for you guys. Oh, my gosh. We got shows 7 days a week that are still live here, so make sure you check us out. Let me see, Jay. Oh, we got a phone call. Hold on real quick. We got calls. We're going to go to the calls, you guys. 818,
oh, yeah.
Welcome to the show.
What's up? Yo.
Who's this?
Suave XXX.
Suave. Hey, Suave. Hey, Suave. Hey,
what's up,
hey, Suave.
What's cracking? What's good, sister?
Hey.
I see y'all going in. Y'all back at it, huh?
No. We back at it. But look, this is kind of funny because, you know, your name was brought up in the meeting last night. When we were talking about the Hot Sugar whole concept, we was like, who do we need to connect with?
I know, I fucked up the first one.
Right, we like, no, you didn't. We like, who we need to connect with? We got to connect with Suave, duh. So definitely we're going to be connecting with you on that because that's going to be super dope. So what's going on with you? I want you to talk about your show because you have a show and I have seen it live. It's a really good show. Talk about your show and how people can tune into your show.
I mean, my show is still in the development stages right now. We're in pre-production. But my show is going to be the hottest fucking reality show out there. I'm looking for love too. You know what I mean? Like I finally growed up. You know what I mean? I need to go on and fall in love and real love. And have some kids and shit, get married, maybe, you know what I'm saying, if I find that right one.
Right.
You know,
if you guys don't know who we're talking to, we're talking to Triple X Star, Suave. You guys seen him in the infamous movie with Corinne Stephens, Superhead. He brought her in. Now, when you go out, Suave, do people still talk about that? Because I know people ask you all the time about that.
Yeah, they still do all the time. You know what I mean? Like, you didn't even come to see that video. You're like, yeah, nigga, whatever. I put that bitch on. That bitch made a couple million.
Do guys, like, bring you to the side and be like, how was it for real? Like, do people want to know, like, how was it? Like, because, you know, you know how it was. Do they want to know?
I mean, if a nigga pulled me to the side and asked me how good she sucked my dick, I'd probably slap shit out the nigga. But bitches ask me that. I don't need a nigga asking me, like, how did she suck your dick?
Right.
Get the fuck out of here. Man. Don't no nigga ever suck me on that. Yeah, so, women do. Women be like, was it really all of that, nigga? Like, what did she do? Like, trying to get some insight from me.
They
want to
get some point. Right.
Or I've been chilling one time. And a bitch come up to me and drop down on knees, like, let me show you what I could do. Fuck that bitch Superhead. Tell me how I can.
Oh, they trying to compete.
Don't try. They fucking pull my dick out and just take advantage of me, sister.
Oh, my God.
And I love it. I love it.
I
was like, yeah, you did. That's seriously happened to me at least 5 times.
Wow.
So,
the life of an X-Force star.
Yeah, I love it. Yo, and you was just talking about Misty Stone. We was just at my house and said, I'm about to link up with her, too, in a minute. We're about to go out tonight.
Tell her I love her, and we love her. That's my baby. Make sure you keep her safe. That's my baby.
I will, of course. That's mine too. But hey, check it out. We got the newly nominated female porn star of the year right here, Chanel Hart. I'm here with her right now.
Hi, Indiana.
Oh, hi, Chanel. Let me speak to her real quick.
Yeah. Hi, how are you?
Hi, Chanel. Wait, hold on, Chanel. We gotta give Chanel an intro because she's one of the like most prettiest girls I didn't see in porn. So we gotta give her an intro, y'all. We should just have her come in like that. Let me see. Hold up. Okay, well, hold on, you guys.
Stop
Chanel Hart, yeah, you guys, hold up.
Everybody wants to know what I would do if I didn't win. I guess we'll never know.
All right. That was a horrible intro. That was so bad. That was the most worst intro ever. Hi, Chanel.
Well, look, check this out. I try to surprise you, nigga.
Huh?
I said it up nice. I said newly nominated for.
Yeah,
I did.
Hi, Chanel. So how does it feel to be nominated? I want to ask you, how does it feel to be nominated?
Oh, my God. So I really wasn't expecting it. To be honest, like, it was a good year, like, career-wise, but I really wasn't expecting to be nominated. When I heard my name, I was like, me? What is that? Nominated for what? I mean, it didn't even really dawn on me until I screamed, too, because I was kind of lit. But I was it feels damn fucking good, especially when you don't really try for it. You know, like, this year I wasn't really, like, into that, you know?
Right.
Like, I wasn't going out
right.
awards. Nominations. I was just trying to make money for real. So I'm super blessed. Like, honestly, like, tell me love.
Well, I want to tell you congratulations because it is a big thing
Thank
to
you.
Be nominated because it's a lot of chicks who are not recognized. And it's a big thing to be recognized. Whether you win it or you don't, it's still a blessing to be recognized. And I feel like you're always, to me, you're one of those girls who are on their way up. And just always remember who you are. And don't ever let them cut your rate. And I know you're smart. Just keep on doing what you do as a black woman in this industry. Okay? I love you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. You're welcome.
From you, honestly, I appreciate that. Like,
you're welcome.
There's going to be another good year. I'm looking forward to it.
Yes. And we'll be following you. We'll definitely be following you. Thank you, Chanel.
Okay.
That was a good game right there. That was a good
Suave.
Game.
Suave is always like you around all the girls that are definitely dope, and that's always a blessing. I love that. You're around everybody that's super
relevant.
Dope.
I stay relevant. I don't just be around the, you know what I'm saying, the chicks that I came up
no,
with.
I
fuck with the new chicks too. I fuck with the new girls because I feel like the new girls, they need somebody around to be like, yo, because I always say if I knew now back then, then my career would have been another route. But I'm here now to show the niggas that's starting right now, like, hey, you are a model, you're a sex symbol, you need to work out, you need to eat healthy, you need to take this shit. Like, it's a lifestyle and it's a business. One is a business.
It is.
If you don't take
it as a
business,
and you got to take it serious.
White motherfuckers that's running this shit are going to take all your fucking money and run with it.
That's right.
Because you don't want to get them. So, not
that's
that I'm
right.
racial, because my dad's white. Well, I mean, it's a learning, it's a career, man. It really is.
Right. We got to, each one, you got to teach one. I feel like we definitely, as the older ones, you definitely want to give that knowledge, and you got to pass it on. So that's dope what you're doing, Swap. Like, definitely, you know.
It's all love. It's all love. You got to return it, you know what I mean? It's all good.
Yeah. Well, we got to have you back, Swap, on for, like, another night. Like, just come in and tell us what's going on in the porn industry. Definitely, we would love to have you back on. Like, let us know. We'll be back in 2 weeks. I'll hit you up.
Yeah, you can cold call me. I'm going to pick up. I see your number. You already know that, sis. And I support you fully, 110%, always and forever, sis. I like it.
And same here. I love you, brother. You guys be safe tonight.
We shall. Appreciate it, y'all. God bless, man. Hey, don't check out my book, How to Candy Gangster Porn, on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com. Create space.
Yes.
Check it out.
So we
got to
get you back on, too, for a real interview for your book, because we definitely want to promote that. So we got to get you back on for that. So say your book again where they can find it.
You can call my book, How I Became the Gangster Porn, on createspace.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and the Amazon.com. And also I'm going to cross promote because I have a radio talk show too tomorrow night.
Okay. Yes.
Pacific Coast time at 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock live. So y'all check it out. Y'all stay up late. It's worth it. You know what I mean? We're going to talk about fucking, dick sucking, deep throating, and making bitches squirt. It's all good. That's what we talk about in my shit. And it's audio and
that's
video.
That's what you do. It's all X-rated. That's right. Thank you so much, Bob. Thank you.
It's all love.
We'll be right back, y'all.
For sure. Let's hook up that hot tea. That hot tea. We're going to get that shit cracking.
Yes.
Booty is just.
First of all, no. Hello. Hello. First of all, let me tell y'all something. Okay, so Martin, let me tell y'all what happened. Martin was at the X-Stars Atlanta trailer shoot last week. Okay, we wrapped on the trailer shoot. So Martin was in one of the set of scenes. And Martin basically was in the studio when we were at the studio at Icon Studio. Shout out to Icon and Inn. We were at the studio, and we listened to my stuff. And I basically came in, and when Martin saw me, no, Inn saw me. Sorry, you had already seen me, but Inn saw me. Inn said, I said, why are you looking like that? He was like, ugh. I'm like, why are you looking like that? He hasn't seen me in a while, mind you guys. And I said, Inn, I know you. Why are you looking like that? He was just like, okay, you want me to be honest? And I'm like, what? He was like, your ass, it got bigger. He was like, I was looking.
He was poking. Poking. It's poking, y'all. It's poking out. She is no longer the slim chocolate, y'all. She done finally, after being in the South so long, she done finally got her some cornbread, some collard greens, and it's poking out, y'all. It's poking out.
Gosh, I have a butt, you guys. My butt, I have thighs. I have thighs now. Capri Styles came by the shoot, and she said, oh, my gosh, India gained some weight. She got slim thick. Yeah, I'm happy. I look good. It's just that I'm not used to being nothing but a zero, right? And now I'm like a three? But I'm like 120-something pounds, 25. That's thick for me, honey, because I've been like, 100? I didn't gain 20 pounds. So I'm good.
Yeah.
I got like
you're officially slim thick now. You're officially slim thick now.
Yes. Martin, did you have fun working with the cast the other day? Was it fun working with the cast?
I enjoyed it. Shout out to that sexy Jay Nicole. Oh, my goodness.
Tell
fellas. Ooh, Lord.
For a good time. What do you think about the cast? They're in for a good time.
Oh, hell yeah. This is going to be, I can't wait for this to air. This is going to be fun. These girls are crazy. It's going to be just, if you love, you know, if you love your basketball wise, you love your love in hip hop, this is definitely a must see. Definitely this is a must see.
Yes, shout out to my cast. Shout out to Missy Stowe, Jocelyn James, Jade Nicole, myself, Kiss Major, a.k.a. Yasmin, Ken Davis, all those people.
Hey, you can't go wrong with porn stars and ex-porn stars. You just can't go wrong.
What you say?
I said you can't go wrong with all these beautiful porn stars and ex-porn stars. You just can't go wrong.
No, you can't. You can't. You cannot go wrong. It's definitely a good look. I can't wait for you guys to see it. I can't wait to. It's definitely out. So shout out to everybody. I definitely want to let you guys know tonight was not our official show. We will be back in 2 weeks. So not next weekend, but the next weekend we will be back. We certainly appreciate you guys for tuning in tonight. Can't wait till 2 weeks from today. Me, Ari, Jay will be back, and I love you guys so much. So we're going to go. Thank you guys for tuning in. We love you.
This is Heroin, and you are now listening to Dollhouse Radio.
Oven chick, eat y'all up. Like an X pill, I'ma keep y'all up. But I ain't stopping for burn, y'all just don't learn.
What's the word?
She at it again.
What's the word?
She in it to win.
What's the word?
She back and she staying.
What's the word?
The bitch ain't playing it. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am the one and only Queen Bee. After me, there will be none. But you can call me Miss White. Most people know me as Little Kim, the head of the LaBella Mafia. Oh, shout out to my girl Victoria Gotti, the whole Gotti family. Stay up. This time around, I ain't taking notes. This time around, I never get bit. This time around, I switched up my flow. Got rid of the pits and put rocks by the dough. This time around.
you can never win. Made my way through Hollywood, fashion world adores me. Music's my first love, a 9-to-5 bores me. Love me or hate me, little Kim comes through. My fans across the world, I came back to you.
Came back to you.
If I'm real hip hop, mommy, check the facts. I'm sick of all you acts with your bubblegum rap. Like the sand in the hourglass, you out of your time. Trying to go against the queen, is you out of your mind? Even being number two, your chances are slim. Cause when God made Adam, he should have made him. I gave a few passes, but I never forget. It's enough, I gotta put up with this brutal ground shit. Now you and you wanna come at me for more size, I'm getting money. Don't think I just be letting this slide. I'm very concerned with stash, it ain't my fault, y'all don't know how to rock this Hollywood thing. Y'all need to let me style you. Come back to the light, ma, I started this shit. How soon we forget, I'm the heart of this shit. So keep your tattoo raised and go back to your stripper days. As long as I'm around.